Thank you and good afternoon. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is investigating a robbery that occurred in Wichpeck on Sunday night, in which the three suspects were wearing Sheriff's Office material. Three victims reported to law enforcement that the three men entered the residence, one armed with a pistol and the other two with shotguns. The three men were also wearing jackets, each with the Humboldt County Sheriff's emblem, and they zip-tied the three victims. The suspects stole cash in a 2014 white Toyota Tundra pickup, and they fled the scene. The three suspects remain at large as the investigation into the robbery continues. This afternoon, 50-year-old Eugene Robinson of Eureka was located safe after a missing persons report was issued by the sheriff's office this morning. On Sunday morning, the sheriff's office received a call regarding a boat that was under Robinson's care that sank at the dock in Fields Landing, and there were questions as to whether or not he was on the boat when it sank. Around 1 o'clock this afternoon, the sheriff's office received a call from a Eureka City Council member that Robinson was in the city in good health. Humboldt State University police issued an advisory to the campus today to be cautious of Justin Patrick, who was arrested on Friday for lewd behavior at the university library. Patrick conducted inappropriate behavior towards a woman on the second floor of the school library and continued to do so despite multiple requests from the victim to be left alone. Patrick has been ordered to stay away from the campus for a week, and people who run into Patrick on school grounds can contact authorities. A McKinleyville woman suffered fatal injuries in a single-vehicle collision north of Trinity Valley Farm on Highway 96 Saturday morning. 34-year-old Stormy McConnell was headed south on Highway 96 when she lost control of her vehicle and it left the roadway. The vehicle went down a hillside where it collided into a tree, inflicting fatal injuries to McConnell. Two passengers in the vehicle, a 46-year-old Crescent City resident and a 9-year-old child, were transported to the hospital for treatment of injuries. The Crescent City area CHP is investigating why McConnell lost control of her vehicle, and DUI has been ruled out as a factor. Two surfers were rescued by the Coast Guard off of Camel Rock near Trinidad over the weekend. The Coast Guard received a call Saturday afternoon and a helicopter crew was on scene within minutes to lower a rescue swimmer. The rescue swimmer hoisted the two surfers into the helicopter and were taken to awaiting emergency personnel at the Arcata Eureka Airport, and they were reported to be in good condition. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife awarded more than $16 million in funding for coastal salmon and steelhead restoration projects across the state. Humboldt County will receive more than $2.9 million for restoration projects, such as the restoration of fish habitat on the Mattole River, the Hoopa Tribe's Lower Mill Creek Project, and more than $700,000 for the Fortuna Fish Passage Improvement Project on South Fortuna Boulevard. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Two men were arrested in Hoopa. Dan Squire has more.
A sheriff's deputy with assistance from Yurok Tribal Police arrested 40-year-old Charles McCovey and 31-year-old Justin McCovey of Hoopa following a short vehicle and foot pursuit on Saturday night. The incident began when the deputy conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle driven by Charles McCovey on Highway 96. McCovey sped away as the deputy approached his car, and the deputy then reports that McCovey turned around and drove directly at him at a high rate of speed before fleeing the scene. The deputy was able to get out of the way and then pursue McCovey, but lost sight of the car soon after. Yurok Tribal Police then reported seeing McCovey leave the vehicle and flee into a nearby residence. He was later located hiding in the backyard. That's when Justin McCovey emerged from the residence to protest the arrest, and he was arrested for outstanding warrants. Both men were booked into county jail.
Thank you, Dan. The sheriff's office arrested five people during a one-day special operation in southern Humboldt last week. The sheriff's office focused on maximum enforcement in several areas where criminal activity was prevalent, including Garberville. Law enforcement arrested Thomas Lusk, Peter Novak, Jennifer Heald, Chris Sanders, and Michael Campos during the special operation, and they were all booked into county jail on possession of a controlled substance, amongst other charges. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.